Several new California laws take effect July 1st, introducing changes for students, gun dealers, restaurants, and streaming services. NTD's Christina Corona takes a look at what's the new rules and what they mean for Californians.
A new set of California laws will officially go into effect July 1st, bringing changes that will affect millions of Californians.
One of the biggest changes impacts students. Public school districts are now required to adopt policies restricting student cell phone use during the school day, with exceptions for emergencies or when permitted by teachers. California Assemblyman Josh Hoover, who introduced the bill, told California Insider,
I believe a lot of this motivation is behind all of the new research that has come out in recent years that really tells us that when kids have access to smartphones in the classroom, they're more distracted, they get worse academic results, worse academic performance. There's actually an increase in bullying on school campuses. There's an increase in mental health concerns.
Another new law, Assembly Bill 1127, limits licensed gun dealers from selling certain semi-automatic handguns that lawmakers say can be modified to fire like machine guns. But not everyone supports the change. Previously, gun auction owner Jeff Taverner told NTD,
it's just another attempt at a backdoor gun ban, because any semi-auto, rifle, shotgun, pistol, doesn't matter. You can make into a full auto in a matter of minutes with basically a file.
The law does not apply to firearms that were legally purchased before it took effect or to private sales. On Wednesday, the Trump administration filed a lawsuit against California seeking to block the state's newly enacted Glock ban. The lawsuit also challenges the state's handgun roster, which limits which handguns can be sold to consumers. The Justice Department argues both laws violate the Second Amendment.